Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me? Maybe. My name is Karoliina Kaasalainen, and my background is in health education and health promotion, and I'm going to talk about digital interventions and the impact of prevention of non-communicable diseases. And I have worked here in IT faculty about 1 year, and before that I did my dissertation in health education and health promotion, and now I'm starting my postdoc research in Faculty of Sport and Health Science, and the study is going to evaluate technology-based wellness coaching. And but this presentation focus on the prevention of non-communicable diseases and what kind of added value the digital interventions can bring to that area. And in the beginning, some words about economic impact of prevention, and then I tell the mechanism of behavioral change and evaluation of interventions and some examples of digital interventions and conclusions. So, as we know, the burden of non-communicable diseases is high globally, and in Finland, here is some numbers of the costs of these chronic diseases. The most expensive diseases are mental disorders and musculoskeletal diseases, and costs bring from indirectly from sickness absences and work productivity, and also the other diseases. The costs are many billion euros per year. However, we also know that the most important factors in prevention are related to lifestyle, and physical activity, diet, smoking, and alcohol are the modifiable factors in influencing the risks of these diseases. And when we can prevent or influence some lifestyles, the same risk factors are related to all these diseases. And also the research on the influence of behavior is accumulating, and the associations of diseases and these risk factors can be prevented by behavioral changes. And we say that exercise is medicine, and also other lifestyle-related factors are influencing the risk. So, for example, blood pressure and blood glucose can be decreased by lifestyle factors, and the results are comparable with pharmacological treatments. So, based on this background, the prevention is important area, but there are some development areas of prevention in Finland, and the main areas which have been identified are health promotion in all policy and early identification of risk factors. Of course, there is a need to improve access to health counseling and provide these services to a greater group of people, and also multi-professional work, and the increasing knowledge of effectiveness of preventive interventions. These are some areas to develop in order to strengthen the effectiveness of preventive work. So, digital interventions are way to increase accessibility to health counseling and provide preventive services to risk groups. And this is some examples of existing digital services, and those can be targeted to whole population, risk groups, or used in self-management by diagnosed people. And when we talk about behavioral change, it's important to identify the mechanism that influence this change process, and I'm going to present some background theories related to that. So in behavioral change, the basic theories are suggesting that the perceived need to change is one important area before the behavior change could be adopted. And of course, one has to have expectations of benefits to change and perceived ability to change. So after one has intended to change and planned what is going to be done, so we can expect to some changes in behavior. In behavioral change science, there is identified over 90 different behavior change techniques that could be used in interventions, and there is also difference between the effectiveness of these techniques. Although there is many techniques in this so-called toolbox of intervention techniques, so all are not so effective. And the most effective techniques are prompting intention formation, goal setting, self-monitoring, feedback, and review of goals. And health technology can provide effective tools to support this process of behavioral change. However, the traditional health behavior change theories are these are static and not so effective to explain the dynamic process of change, and that's why there's need to develop more dynamic models to understand daily variation in motivational factors and this context-specific self-efficacy, effect of external and internal cues for behavior like bad weather or good weather, and difference between habits and intentional action like commuting to work by bicycle or something related to daily routines, and variation in health status, and so on. New approach in behavioral change science can utilize also new computational models when we can get more accurate data from digital tools. It's possible to design more individual programs, and also take into account these situational and context-specific factors. And this is one example of the model that take into account daily and weekly variation in the behavior change process. Of course, this is also simplified model from reality, but more accurate than the previous one. And what kind of elements could be included in digital interventions? This is one example from reviews of studies, and the system can utilize activity data from sensor and devices, some health record data, maybe prescriptions and self-report data, theoretical and research background data, and based on these different data sources could be sent alerts or communication between experts and participants or customers. And the key components of this decision support system are ability to produce goal setting feedback and individualized coaching messages. And this is a summary of these background theories and design principles of digital interventions. So the two key factors are understanding on the behavior and characteristics of technology. And these elements of technology are related to acceptability, and it could be easy to use, have individual elements, interactivity and understandability, and health literature means that the information that devices produce is understood and could be utilized to behavior change process. So how the health behavior change can be supported in health promotion? There's different level strategies. At population level, the regulation and restrictions are very effective in some areas, but in different health behaviors are influenced different ways, and where alcohol use and tobacco or smoking can be regulated and by legislation, so physical activity and eating behavior are not so easy to regulate. So individual strategies are central in that areas. And the evaluation of interventions can be divided different levels also. When we talk about behavior change, it take long time to identify the health outcomes. So in short term, the changes can be measured in attitudes or skills, and later the impact to health or quality of life. And the third part is evaluation of cost effectiveness, if it's worth to invest the intervention, and this information is important, especially to decision making. And one example of population-based strategies in health promotion, like influencing the food industry and catering, and reducing salt and saturated fat consumption, it could prevent thousands of cardiovascular diseases and save money, also millions of euros. But going to more detail to digital interventions, current evidence shows that effectiveness and cost effectiveness is quite good in well-designed digital interventions in area of physical activity and weight loss, but there's less evidence from smoking and alcohol consumption. One reason for that could be the different mechanism of this behavior, and I will later tell more about that. And another example of digital interventions is in community level, and this is from United States, a web-based program where was provided different services to participants, like text messages, reminders, and online health coaching. And the return of investment of this program was quite good. At individual level, the effectiveness of digital interventions has been quite near to face-to-face programs. And here is example where digital interventions are divided to two different types. The digital intervention in the middle includes the professional telecounseling and feedback, and the other was automatized, where is no communication with professionals. And the average weight change in this digital intervention with professional communication was quite near to face-to-face counseling, and costs were lower. But the difference comes from effectiveness in maintaining the weight loss, where one-third of participants in digital intervention could maintain the weight loss, and it was half of the participants in the face-to-face model. So this automatized intervention is quite new type to implement interventions, so there's no long-term evaluation on effectiveness or cost effectiveness, and it's in future it's important to evaluate the target group who could benefit this kind of automatized interventions. As I mentioned, the artificial intelligence applications are quite a new area in health promotion and prevention, but there is some examples of studies where has been evaluated the usability and accuracy of artificial intelligence applications. And the first example is from a detection of risk use of alcohol among young people, and there is a sensor-based application which detects the feathers of movement, time, and device usage, and communication. And this application was able to, or the model was able to detect 90% of high risk periods. And the another example is a study from automated support to physical activity, and there's two groups where another group get individual step goals and another constant step goals, 10,000 steps per day, what is standard recommendation. And both groups decreased their daily steps over time, but the intervention group, which has individual goals, the decrease was smaller. So, and The third example is also automated health coaching, where it was 3 months program, and the mean weight loss was 1.6 kilos. So some examples and pilot studies are from artificial intelligence, but the research is not so popular yet. To conclude, some key points in digital interventions are adaptable services, interactivity, content of intervention, and the elements of the program. And in the beginning of the presentation, I present the behavior change techniques, which has been indicated to be effective, and these same elements has been part of effective digital interventions also. And in summary of the cost effectiveness, current literature shows that weight loss and physical activity have had good cost effectiveness, and also diabetes and self-management of high blood pressure. The programs has been cost effective, and one mechanism can be related to self-monitoring and goal setting and planning and tools that can be used to support these areas with technology interventions. So in conclusion, the results from digital interventions are accumulating, and promising results has found to be in areas of physical activity and weight loss, but the applications utilizing artificial intelligence are scarce. Some issues to further research are implementation of interventions, integration to health counseling and healthcare processes, and effectiveness evaluation, more accurate evaluation on the target groups and targeting of digital interventions, and the context where the interventions have best value, and cost and scalability of technology, and of course ethical issues, security and privacy. So thank you for listening, and I am happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Karolina.
So it is time for comments or questions. Please. Okei. Okay. Minä tuon tämän mikin.
Can you hear me? Does it work? Okay. Thank you for the nice overview. You showed a slide from the review article where they fed in different sources from sensors and things like this. What kind of digital information do you need to perform, create, improve your new dynamic models and to track behavioral change?
I have trained.
Okay, thank you for question. The traditional or basic models, the information has been one point of time, and because every every person has a variation in daily basis on motivational factors or health status or timetable, and when the intervention has planned to answer or only or it's based on short time interval data, it's hard to take into account that different factors. And for example, activity data and motivation and health data, if these different information sources can be combined, so I think that that it's more easy to plan that kind of motivational programs where the people can get support to their own goals and also adapt behavior, but of course the process are not so simple than I present the pictures of the dynamic model or theory. It's there is so many factors that traditional models have not been able to explain that. I'm not sure if I answered your question, but I get what you mean to that.
Okay, thank you. And as information, Professor Pirjo Mustonen, who had spoke yesterday, she is a leader of our intervention of Central Finland, and it will take 20 years. So we want every second citizen in the middle of Finland will give blood to our to biobank, and then we follow up their what will happen next 20 years. And Karoline, I know that you are planning as well this how to implement some interventions. Okay. If are there other questions? If not, thank you very much again.